In today's episode, Jenny asks, what are the best resources for 2019 social media strategy development? Well, so it's the same as 2018 and 2017 and 2016. The overall strategy of social media, the why you're doing it, doesn't change. You're using social media to accomplish business goals. What changes is the what are you going to do, and the how are you going to do it. The way that we do it at Trust Insights is with a multi-step process based on data. So you begin with clear, measurable business goals. What is the business goal that you're trying to accomplish? And a business goal is going to be one of really six, right? On the B2B side, it's going to be make money, save time. Those are business goals. On the B2C side, for the customer, it's going to be make things better, faster, cheaper, so that the customer is more likely to buy it. So, but for the most part, companies are going to ask social media to help them make money. Now, this may be expressed in terms like building brand or awareness and things like that, which is fine, but it still has to tie back to a measurable outcome. And the way you get to that is you take all of your data from your CRM, from your ERP system perhaps, from your marketing automation software, and you extract that out into a format that you can analyze. After that, you gather your social media data and anything that sits between social media and those systems. So chances are your web analytics are going to be in there. Possibly even things like email marketing data may be in there if that's an integral part of how your company communicates its business proposition to its customers. Once you have that, you want to gather three sets of social media data. You want to gather your data, you want to gather your competitors' data, and you want to gather your industry's data. After you have that set of data, you're going to want to take your data and then all of your down funnel data. So that is web analytics, CRM, so marketing automation, CRM, etc. And you're going to run a statistical analysis, a complex statistical analysis, to determine using, I recommend there's certain machine learning techniques. I recommend looking into one called variable importance. You're going to run a statistical analysis to say, okay, what of the social media variables drives business outcomes, if any? And you've got to be prepared for the answer to be none, right? You have to be prepared for that potential outcome. However, once you've identified the variables that potentially drive performance, you're going to want to compare that performance to your competitors and in the industry using the same social media variables, if possible, because you're not going to be able to get the marketing automation and CRM data, not legally. So you'll want to identify your own variables, the things that matter the most. Perhaps it's dates or times or particular types of content or actions that users take, maybe it's comments, for example, on Instagram. Whatever the variable is, you then want to do the comparative analysis with your competitors and the rest of your industry to determine, is somebody else doing a better job with those things? And if so, what is it that they are doing that allows them to win within your space? You identify what works and what doesn't work. Now, here's a tricky part, which a lot of people get wrong. No amount of data mining is going to completely answer the question of why something works. You have to do qualitative research. You have to do focus groups. You have to do interviews, maybe do some surveys. Something that once you understand why, once you understand what is happening, you can ask the audience, why do they make those choices? Why do they like this brand? You know, why is this brand, why is this brand's coffee the one that you go to? That will help you make more sense of the data and inform your strategy. Ultimately, for every what variable you have, whether it's comments, whether it's likes, whether it's follows, you want to have a companion why question that you've asked a sample of the population, of your population, why they made those choices. And then your strategy is you do more of what works and less of what doesn't work. Now, one thing that people will say when you're doing a social media audit is that, in particular, they will say, my industry lags behind it, or my competitors are lagging behind. I'm concerned that I'm not following best practices. It's totally fine to compare to a different industry, but the industry that you compare to has to have the same functional buying process. So suppose you work in the car industry. The purchase of a car is a long, expensive, complex sale. If you were to use social media strategy from like a chewing gum manufacturer, well, people are going to react differently to that product. And they will make different purchase decisions. It is a much smaller purchase than a car. And so things like awareness, consideration, and evaluation are compressed. And the way audiences buy is compressed. So you may want to compare the buying of a car to maybe what's working in the mortgage industry or what's working in the college industry. Because again, choosing an education is a big, cumbersome, and very expensive purchase. And so the purchase decision, the purchase deliberation that people will go through will be very different. Are there other prized expensive possessions? Because people take a lot of pride in the vehicle that they own. Are there other prized possessions that are expensive that people purchase, that they would interact with a brand on social media? Perhaps, you know, certainly some laptops and very high-end phones are very expensive, and you might be able to get some comparative data about that. But even that, the laptop purchase process, even if it was several thousand dollars for the best ones, is still different than a car's purchase. You know, there's no title, there's no paperwork other than like swiping your credit card and then, you know, marveling at the bill when you get it. So be aware, if you want to do competitive industry, look for something that has the same functional buying process so that you're doing apples to apples with how a customer is going to interact with that brand. So that's your social media strategy for 2019 or any year. It's the why, the what, and the how. Where you will run into trouble is not doing enough with your data, or especially when you do that statistical analysis, trying to do it in Excel, trying to do it by hand. There is no time, there's no convenient, easy way of doing that without using some sort of machine learning technology, because there's just too much data. You're going to want to look at, you know, year to date, or possibly a, you know, rolling year. If your brand has 5 or 10 or 20 social media accounts, or is on 15 platforms, or you get the idea, that spreadsheet starts getting real big real fast, and it becomes very difficult to analyze without the assistance of machine learning technology. So know that that is going to be something you're going to have in your arsenal. If you want to use the method we use at Trust Insights, you're going to need to have machine learning on your side to pull that off. But great question. It's a fun question, and this is the time of year when everyone's starting to do the, hey, what worked, what didn't work? You want to answer those questions and do it with data so that you have the best possible answer for your planning. Thanks for watching. Please leave a comment in the comments and subscribe to the YouTube channel and to the newsletter. I'll talk to you soon.
Want help solving your company's data analytics and digital marketing problems? Visit trustinsights.ai today and let us know how we can help you.